Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I was reading this one again off the air, and I don't even know. This is so first world problem. I don't know if we picked the right one to do, but...
Oh, well, we're going to do it.
All right, well, here we are. We're in the thick of it. I don't think anybody's going to sound off about this because it's so like, oh, woe is me. I don't know, but here we go. Here's Janelle. She wrote in. She says, hey, guys. I'm going on a girls' trip with 8 of my closest friends to celebrate one of their birthdays. I said, yeah, count me in. Then about a week later, birthday girl drops her vision for the weekend, and I am super annoyed. She says she wants all 8 of us in one hotel room. One freaking room, she says, in all caps. What? She says, yeah, 8 grown women in our 30s and 40s fighting over outlets and bathroom time and hot water, yada, 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 yada. She's talking matching pajamas, staying up all night, nobody sleeps. Just like we're in middle school again, she wrote, oh, barf, in all caps. She says, I'm not about this at all. I need my own room, my own privacy. So I suggested maybe we get adjoining rooms or even just split up a little bit, and she took it very personally. Now it's turned into me killing the vibe, is the quote. Most of the ladies in the group think I'm being high maintenance, but a couple have quietly texted me like we feel the same way. I don't want to ruin her birthday, but I also don't want to spend a long weekend not being able to walk around in a towel with face cream on in private. Thoughts, guys? Am I a monster for wanting this, or do I just suck it up for the birthday girl? Or come on, is it reasonable just to want my own space and still be considered a good friend? What do you guys think? She ends it with, feel free to use this on your show knows all segment.
Oh, close.
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 That's good. You almost got it.
Show wants to know segment. She said, love you guys, and that's from Janelle. So what do you think? You want to sound off about Janelle's such a big first world problem situation? Phone lines are open, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, if you want to sound off. I'm not feeling like people are going to care.
I think that this is a little bit of a, I don't know, predicament for this woman because I just don't think I could spend an entire day in a room with all the, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I could suck it up for one night. But
8 women,
just,
one room.
Yeah.
Who's getting the cot? That they
I
wheel
know, because that's the thing too. Is how are those sleeping arrangements going to be? You know, but for one night, maybe I could do it if this is someone's real big birthday wish. You know,
I've got some thoughts on it. Here's Amber, who made it through clean mouthed. Amber, hi, Amber. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we are super dupes. So, what do you think about Janelle's situation? This is such a first world problem right here. But what are your thoughts?
I think it is a first world problem, honestly. I think it's healthy to have boundaries, but I think we've gotten so like strict on the boundaries that people have kind of become more closed and like cold and callous. And I don't know. I think we need to normalize inconveniencing ourselves a little bit for people that we love.
Yeah.
And like,
that's so true.
We don't like do anything for people anymore as much as we used to. We're all like stuck in our own ways. And we're all like bullheaded about it. But I think like if we go into these experiences with a little bit less expectation, you might have a lot of fun. I'm doing the similar thing in like less than 2 weeks. We're doing like a CrossFit competition. I have a friend flying in from New Orleans and we are all staying in the same freaking hotel room. There's like 8 of us, 9 of us.
I don't even know.
I didn't ask. I'm just showing up.
Yes.
I'm having
and
a
you're all
going to
do push-ups together and drink but, protein shakes.
It's going to be a great time. Who knows? We like to do weird things. Things for fun, but either way, like just get out of your comfort zone, have fun, show up, do weird things. All I know is we're buying large t-shirts, we're supposed to go out to dinner and wear wigs. I have no idea.
Oh no!
Yes!
Oh no!
You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? Like, yes! Live it, whatever, hey, just have fun.
I love that. It's making me smile. It's Same. So silly, but honestly, you will never find a group of guys, I think, that want to do this. Like, hey, let's share rooms, bro, and wear wigs and go out.
Well,
this
if you
is
guys
strictly
had,
a ladies'
like, some
thing.
Glasses,
last year, we did old lady costumes. So we wore, like, old lady wigs, and it was, like, moo-moos. It was a thing.
Honestly, and I'm not knocking you guys. I'm a little jealous. Because I wish I had a group of guy friends who were like, hey, you want to dress up like old ladies and go out? I probably would do that.
But that's the thing. I bet you could get a group of guys to go to, like, the ballpark dressed as, like, old school baseball players, throwing back beers and hanging out. out in a group.
I want to be an old lady,
like,
though.
I know, but you can get dressed up as old ladies. But I think, Amber,
the
you...
old ladies would be fun.
So much
and
fun.
Honestly, every time we do it, we get so many people coming up to us, and they're like, they're in love with it. They want to take pictures and, like, live vicariously, have fun, whatever. But, like, it's, do it yourself, too. So.
It's nice to not take yourself so seriously from time to time, you know? It's like... just have fun. Live your life.
It's well, really hard to take yourself seriously sitting in a nice Italian restaurant wearing a muumuu and a wig.
And you made such a good point, Amber. We need to show up for our friends again because we're getting so comfortable with the, I'm not feeling that. Like, you know, I'm not in that part of my journey right now. Like, people are always saying those kind of things and being very selfish about their time. And you're right. There was a time that we would just completely give whatever for our friends.
And here's the thing. Like, if you're the birthday girl, why aren't you just being like, well, I'm still glad you're going to be there, Janelle. You're just a couple doors down.
Yeah.
Great. You're still
you
joining
us. You have your own room. Great.
Yeah.
But
so,
I think Janelle needs to show up for her friend and have a... It's one night.
She is. She can still
but
be...
But it's one night.
It doesn't
this
say
is,
one
this
night,
This reminds
though.
Me of camping. I can go camping for one day, and I can have the best time of my life.
It doesn't say one night,
they
though. It's
like
a girl's trip.
They're all sleeping in one bedroom, though. Know, like, we're getting a three-bedroom hotel, but we still have multiple beds. We're only sleeping two to a bed. Like,
I know,
not,
but listen,
are
Amber.
Are you on top
Amber.
Of each other? They're not going to be in one room.
No,
right?
I wish.
Amber.
Jeremy.
You said no that in the potty mouth. Okay?
Sorry, I let that one slip. But don't you feel like multiple messages are coming in? Like, you have your private moments, like the bathroom. A lot of people are writing in, like, hey, we need a pooping room. Like,
pooping
like
room,
what
though.
If, I mean, that's...
Go use the lobby.
That would be...
Have we all not read the book, Everybody Poops
yeah,
by now?
I know, but sometimes you don't want to share a room with
Get
eight other...
matches. There's, like I said, there's got to be multiple bathrooms. Go down to the hotel lobby if you really have to. Like,
go to the lobby.
See, that's leave like, it there. Leave it there. I don't know.
That would be my thing. It's like, I want to poop in peace, and I don't want anyone else around me. I want to lock the door.
You know,
and...
create an ambient pooping bathroom
yes.
where one room is a designated pooping room. You get matches in there. You got like a little radio.
Gross.
I don't know. Okay.
Especially with you and all those CrossFitters, all the fiber and stuff you're eating. You guys are going to destroy that bathroom, Amber.
You know,
it's a healthy gut.
That's
what it
confirm
is.
Or deny any of these allegations.
I think I'm mostly shy because I'm one of those guys that gets completely naked when I have to poop too. So that could be part of it.
You're both shaking your head yes,
no,
like
I'm
that's
just
normal.
Joking.
It's tough.
You've heard about those people. Though,
I
right?
never understand that, though. So what happens when you're in a grocery store? Do you just
pray oh, yeah.
No, I hold it till I get home, and then I get naked, Amber.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, everyone else hung up after I brought up pooping, so we'll just leave it with you, CrossFit champion. Are you all jacked, Amber?
I guess maybe a little bit.
If you do CrossFit, the answer is yes. You can say
jacked.
Yes. Like, you've earned that right.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that.
Send us a picture of your arms. I want to see your arms. See how jacked
all
you
on flex.
Yeah, send us a picture of you flexing, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Amber, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Have a good day. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, Amber.
Okay, let the record show. I don't actually get completely naked. I was just joking.
Yeah, right. You can't backtrack on that. Now, you both shaked your heads like it was just
oh,
completely
it's just
normal.
A thing. It's just a
you
thing.
Just go and I knew somebody who took their shirt off. Like it was, you know, like literally hung it on the back of the door,
sure.
even at work.
Sometimes it's a workout.
To use the restroom.
You don't want
to
get their back sweat.
I know
on
a guy who had to take a shower after every time.
Yeah.
So.
The only time I have to is when I wear a jumpsuit or the, you know, the one piece, right? Right? There's certain articles of clothing that require
it.
That's
what we wear, men's jumpsuits.
Other than that.
We are so off track. But Janelle, thank you for writing in. I don't know where we're leaving this. Just go and support your girlfriend.
I think you have to. Again,
yeah.
The fact that it's only one, maybe a couple days max. Like, I feel like you can do that for your friend.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need to show up for our friends more, honestly.
All right. I'll let you win today, Katie, because you're a
Yay!
Lady and you can connect.
Okay.
I'd be like, hell no, I'm getting my own room so we can poop.